Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Hope you're enjoying the coverage wherever you are across Queensland and New South Wales. The South Sydney Rabbitohs with six to play, leading 28 points to 24. As it comes back to George Burgess. Oh, George Burgess makes big meat at 15. Tom. What am I saying? I'm thinking George is coming back. Here they go. Lock ball. The great ball. Braden Burns. One to beat. Back inside.
Oh, yes.
Scored the try out his 100th.
100th.
He stole it out of Jacob Hoste's hands.
The boys are happy about that.
Great. And South Sydney score. He's driving the bus.
Yes, he is driving the bus.
Tom Burgess was unbelievable. It was the run, but Cody Walker went to the left and a long pass to Braden Burns, and he threw a speculator. And Jacob Hoste scored. And Nichols goes, no, thank you. It's my 100th game. I want to score a meat pie.
Well, Jacob Hoste has already scored one tonight, so why not get Mark Nichols over for his trying his 100th match. He's already run for over 150 metres here tonight. Well deserving. He's had great footwork as well.
He saw him scream there, mine. Mine.
They love it, and don't they get around him?
The boys are pumped. You know, when someone's got a big milestone game like that, they've been playing well, and they finish it off with a meat pie.
Yeah. Oh, they're happy, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They're happy, South Sydney, and that might be enough for them now.
Yeah, well, the game is still in the balance there. Once again, one of the big forwards for South Sydney stands up, pushes up in the middle.
Yeah.
You just never know when the ball's going to die, when it's dead. Nichols pushes up in support, up the middle of the field, just kept trudging down the middle. And for his reward, a beautiful four-pointer.
Oh, but the floater from Cody Walker, he's the icing on the cake. You know, you get the forwards carrying up the middle there, and then that little floater from
Cody Walker.
He's the best ad-lib player getting around the NRL.
Yeah. 80% on the Tyre Power kick predictor. Oh, bring on the meat. Bob.
Big on meat.
So why he would be doing that as well. So
Tom Burgess has dropped his dubs.
He's got the budgie smugglers, and it's big on meat. So
there's a lot of meat in him, isn't he? He's a big boy.
So 80% for Adam Reynolds.
I feel like a steak, in fact. Eye fillet, mushroom sauce on the side.
Yep.
Steamed veggies, that's it. No chips for me.
Comes in now, curling round Reynolds. Does it get there? No, it doesn't. Waves away. 32 points to 24. Jacko on the sideline.
He certainly is a fan favourite here amongst the crowd here at Cbus. Nichols, one of the reasons he was so keen to score a try, gets him off the nudie run, his first try of the year, so not just to celebrate his 100th game. His baby daughter, Darcy, biggest fan back home in Sydney, she'll be jumping on the couch. Rarely does she get to see Daddy score a try. Where he gets one tonight, which should be the match winner.
Where does he get these stats from? I mean, how would he know that he's got a daughter, let alone her name's Darcy? Hello to Darcy
Pretty
Nichols.
Good. Yeah, he does his homework.
Great work. And, you know, Cam Murray... Oh, hang on. That's a penalty. Surely they're not going to... He's gone down. That's a penalty. So Cam Murray... Oh, who's that? Ockham Ball. Let me...
Jaden,
what are you doing, mate? He's back.
Rocks or diamonds?
I said it at the beginning. I said, you don't know what you're going to get.
He didn't hear the touchy call. Hell, get those dreadlocks out of your ears, mate.
So... South Sydney might, with 3 minutes 51, 32 points to 24. They've had to do it the hard way. There's no two ways about it. Campbell Graham gone with HIA. You've also got Liam Knight gone. You've got Alex Johnson with a injury. But it's been a good performance. It's had its tough times for them. And the Dogs played tough tonight. They've played really tough.
Well, the Dogs have had no right to be in this contest, but they've fought all the way. It's been only the last 5-10 minutes where South Sydney is starting to run away with it.
No. The centurion has dropped the ball. Mark Nichols has dropped the cold. And Uncle Wayne there, he's mouthing off under his breath. There's still time. So, I mean...
I think Uncle Wayne's pretty keen to hit the buffet back at the hotel.
You reckon he's looking a bit fresh, do you?
You reckon there's enough time?
He could do with a good feed.
No. No, there's not, but I'm just trying to keep the game entertaining, all right?
No, I understand.
We're going to start talking about next week.
And obviously, there is a huge round of football, round 19. Can you believe we're at round 19?
Okay, time on. What do you, mate?
We'll get to the... We'll start on Thursday night. We'll be covering this game. Canberra taking on the Eels at Cbus. That game will be broadcast across the Triple M network. And the Roosters taking on the Knights on the Sunshine Coast. That game we'll have for you. And regionally, the Cowboys call team will have the Storm game is now.
Oh.
The Dogs go down there with Corey Allen along there. He puts the chip on. He's going. Taff gets the ball.
Still
back
going.
To back. Taff. And he'll run it dead. So Corey Allen tried to score a try alone. This is a, he's having a go at least. You mean he's still... But what about this young fella?
Quick.
So going back, so Friday night, the main game at 6 o'clock will be the Roosters taking on the Knights. And then on Saturday, you'll get the Rabbitohs taking on the Warriors, and we'll be calling the Broncos and Panthers. Then Sunday, you'll get the Titans and the Dragons, Gold Coast and Regionals, and on the Listener app. And then the main game will be the Sharks-Dogs.
Gee whiz.
Sharks-Dogs on Sunday afternoon. The Dogs will be back here, so they get a week. What do they do the 2 days in reprieve?
Some solid impact there.
Hetherington just nearly run over Burgess there, Tommy boy?
Here's Thompson. There might be a penalty there. No, there's not. So Kalamatungi's over 215 metres, I mean run metres. 27 tackles, 21 runs. Here's Ogunball with the...
Here, boys, here.
He gets up, plays the ball. So they come back now, 20 metres out. They go the long way. They come across now. Averillo out the back to Meaney. Meaney with a minute to play, 32 points to 24, South Sydney over Canterbury. So under a minute to go. Comes back now to Josh Jackson.
Last one, Mark!
We'll be covering everything. Boy, the bubble's on here. There's a lot of games. Don't think we'll still be calling all games. Passed, not play that. So now the ball comes back, and you would think now South Sydney with this ball will wind down with this set. And they will be the winners tonight. They've had to do it the hard way. There's no two ways about it. Injuries are plenty.
Hold here, Luke. Don't go early. Hold.
30 seconds to play. 32. Here's Braden Burns, who came on. Been really good tonight.
Played a lot of minutes, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he mistake-free footy.
Hold here.
Four tackle breaks. So now, Gagai, down to 10 seconds. 32 points to 24, South Sydney over the Canterbury side. And that will be all she wrote. That's full time. A good game of football. And, boys, they did it the hard way.
Yeah, they did. I think, you know, South, obviously, they'll be proud of the effort. There were some issues there in some of the things that they were doing, a lot of errors, but... And I think the Bulldogs, you know, the future looks bright for them. They played with some real grit. You're probably going to look back on that Lachlan Lewis incident and think that might have cost them the
game. That was a crucial thing.
The Canterbury Bankstown team were well and truly in the contest with 10 minutes left on the clock. You look at the stats, though. Canterbury missed 29 tackles compared to South Sydney's 14. South Sydney had an extra 10 sets of six with the ball. But the Dogs, they fought really hard. They tried really hard. Unfortunately, fell a bit short. So if you're a Doggies fan, you can still be proud of your team. They put in a gallant effort here tonight. But South Sydney, led by Cody Walker, were just too good, too skillful at the right times.
Yeah they certainly were. Tries for the South Sydney side. Tane Milne, Jacob Hose, Cam Murray, Mark Nichols, and Alex Johnson got a double. And Adam Reynolds kicked 4 from 7, so he hit at 57%. Jake Abarillo, 4 from 4 for Canterbury. Biondiato, Jaden Ockenbar, Corey Allen, and Aaron Shoup were all try scorers. And Lachlan Lewis, he did cause that. There was no need for him to do the 10 minutes in the sin bin. And, you know, rightly so, he's going to be upset. You know, he will be upset with him.
Yeah, I think he'll be full of regret. You know, the Doggies are doing it tough at the moment as a club, and every game is crucial to sort of get them back going again. And just something silly like that wasn't worth it.
Well, it cost him 8 points.
Yeah.
When he was off the field, there was 8 points there. You put that at the end of the match, it's a different story.
the Bulldogs could have come away with the win.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Cody's smiling, so
yeah,
he's the real winner.
Just recapping the ladder now. The live ladder is set after round 18. So Melbourne are in first place on 32 points. They're equal with Penrith on 32 points, so it's four and against their second. South Sydney sit with after 17 games, have won 14, and they're on 30 points. Parramatta on 28. Then you drop down to the Roosters in fifth position on 24. Manly on 22. St George Illawarra on 18. Cronulla are in the eight on 16. There, along with, on equal 16, Canberra, Newcastle. So that game with Canberra and Parramatta next weekend on Friday and Thursday night, that has got a lot of ramifications moving forward as we head towards this afternoon. The Tigers were 42 over Broncos 24, Panthers 30 over 16. And as we head to round 19, we just want to talk about some of those games because that then possesses a real big. So the Raiders and the Eels, that game has a lot. The Roosters and the Knights, so both sides desperate for a win. The Storm and the Cowboys, not so much. But the Warriors, they were beaten soundly. They'll take on the Rabbitohs next weekend. The Seagulls take on the Tigers. The Panthers take on the Broncos. The Dragons and the Titans, that game has ramifications. And the Bulldogs and the Sharks. I think the Bulldogs can actually beat the Sharks on the performance.
Well, they played tonight, definitely.
Yeah, so that will be, and obviously there's a lot of games, and we will have the Thursday night, we'll have Friday, we'll have Saturday, and we'll obviously have Sunday as well. So many games of football to take place next weekend as Triple M rocks the football. And we'll give you injury updates. Well done to Mark Nichols, who scores a try in his 100th. And from everybody here at Triple M, we've had a big weekend of football. We will leave you with the Cam Murray play of the day, his try, which was a cracking one, from all the team here at Triple M NRL. Have a great end of the weekend. We're back on Thursday night with Thursday Night Football. Till next time, South Sydney too good. South Sydney too good, 32 points to 24 as Triple M rocks the football. Good night.
Of the day.
So Reynolds, and up she goes. Big high swirly kick. Meany's dropped the ball, picked up by Gagai. So now they get the offload. The ball goes to Suri, goes to the right hand side. Straight on to Cameron Murray, and South Sydney get another try. 28-18 with a kick to come, and it all came off the back of Nick Meany dropping the ball. A high kick.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
The verdict. Remember to show some etiquette. It's using good old-fashioned etiquette when you're betting, like never comparing the size of your bets or never borrowing from your mates, no matter how pretty the filly. Show some etiquette today. Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M NRL game highlights.
Sides the right. It comes across now to Walker. He holds it up. Flat pass. Great pass. Gets the offload. He scores this time, Melm. That's a great try. It goes across to Walker. Then on to Gagai. Now to Johnson. Johnson for the line and scores. Sheer weight of numbers, and he'll go round and put it under the black dot. Four tackles got on. Corey Waddell just got absolutely schooled. Now they open up. Here's Bondi. Offload. Great try. Bondi Addo, who made the pass. And a great try for the Canterbury side. They play out the back. Better pass. Great play as well. And you know what? What a try. Corey Allen scores a great try down the right-hand side. Hopewadi fed him beautifully. Comes in Averillo.
Nails it.
Canterbury hit the lead for the first time. The Dogs 12, South Sydney 10. Now they shift it to that left-hand side. Reynolds comes out the back. Flat pass to Walker. Walker goes on to Gagai. Gagai goes to Walker. Johnson scores. How good was that? South Sydney score early after 2 minutes. Point to the spot, Benny Cummins.
Trev Barrett, you'd be frustrated because you've lost a man right on half-time. You give away a penalty. They get another set of six. They've come flying out of the line. Hopewadi tried to shut it down, but beautiful hands from South Sydney. Whatever was said at half-time, South Sydney back doing what they do best, scoring tries.
The Dogs, Lewis, goes across to Adele. Short bar, goes across.
Is that a try?
Ockenbach scores. It's a try, all right. Now, I think they're going to have a look at it because it looked like a pass might have gone forward, but Ben Cummings says no. Ockenbach scores. They're back into this one. The Dogs,
Brill.
Abarillo.
Look at that. Flags are up. 18 all. Last tackle goes to Walker. Grubber kick. Loose. Ball. Post. Try. Cody Walker, you superstar. And it was Jacob Hose who scored the try.
So Reynolds, and up she goes. Big high swirling kick.
Meany's dropped the ball. Picked up by Gagai. So now they get the offload. The ball goes to Sewer. He goes to the right. Straight on to Cameron Murray. And South Sydney get another try. 28-18 with a kick to come. And it all came off the back of Nick Meany dropping the ball. A high kick.
Oh my God.
There is a try for Canterbury. And they are back in it. South Sydney have absolutely butchered this.
Unfortunately, the ball from Cook was supposed to go to Paddy Mago. The ball goes past his face. The ball gets flicked up miraculously. And who's there on the spot? Biondi Addo.
Game on.
Braden Burns, one to beat. Back inside.
The boys are happy about that.
South Sydney score. And that will be all she wrote. That's full time.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.